Lawyers for jailed former Philippine President Joseph Estrada today asked the anti-graft court to transfer him to house arrest as thousands of Estrada supporters continue to demonstrate against his detention. Estrada insists he is innocent of charges of corruption and plundering the country. If convicted, he could face the death penalty. The BBC's Simon Ingram reports from Manila.
A day of drama began at Manila's special anti-graft courthouse, an institution inaugurated 2 years ago by the then president, Joseph Estrada. In an ironic twist, officials displayed for the benefit of journalists a warrant ordering Mr. Estrada's arrest. It wasn't long before word of the judge's decision reached the former president's supporters, gathered in the streets around his home in the affluent suburb of Green Hills. But if the Estrada loyalists thought they could protect their hero from the process of law, the menacing sound of riot police batons beating on plastic shields was a foretaste of what was to come. The security forces had been in training for days for this occasion. Now, backed by helicopters circling overhead, they moved into action, in such strength that any attempt to impede them would have been futile.
Well, after several hours of waiting, the authorities are finally making their move here. There are hundreds of heavily armed police and paramilitary troops flooded into the streets around the Estrada House, preparing to move in and serve on him the warrant of arrest.
A short time later, Mr. Estrada, accompanied by his son, who also faces charges of corruption, was driven out of the compound under heavy police escort. His supporters yelled words of encouragement, but were powerless to help their idol.
I feel sad. I feel very much sad about our president. He's a good president. He's still our legal president. And we will fight for this. We, the people, will fight for this and we will bring back our president.
Mr. Estrada's destination was Central Police Headquarters, where, under the intrusive eye of television cameras, he underwent the humiliating routine applied to any criminal suspect. His fingerprints were taken, along with mugshots for police records. Unlike most prisoners, though, he was allowed to keep his mobile phone, enabling him to tell the BBC of his determination to fight the accusations leveled against him.
Those are all fabricated charges, and I vehemently denounce the systematic violation of basic human rights under our Constitution and under the laws of our land. And I want to thank you for giving me this chance to call on our countrymen and the international community to witness this denial of justice and mockery of the Bill of Rights of the Philippine Constitution.
A protracted and contentious legal process now lies ahead, and more political shockwaves could yet emerge.
The BBC's Simon Ingram.